Hey, and thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Look back later today for the Week in Review, hear from Jose Fernandez, Don Mattingly, and Justin Bour after his game-tying Grand Slam last week. Even with the season series in hand, the Marlins knew the potency of the Diamondbacks lineup. Yesterday, Miami and Arizona faced off one last time in 2016, and Glenn Geffner rewinds.
Well, after the 7-run seventh lifted the Marlins to a victory here Friday night, things went south yesterday and today here in Phoenix. The D-backs with a big rally against Jose Fernandez in the sixth inning last night for a 5-3 win. And then this afternoon, they jump on Adam Conley for four in the first. That was plenty for Robbie Ray. D-backs take the series 2-1 as they take the series finale 6-0. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Metro PCS is wireless figured out. If you switch to Metro PCS now, you'll get two free 4G LTE smartphones from leading brands like Samsung and LG. Sales tax not included. Well, these two, Adam Conley and Robbie Ray, matched up in Miami on May 5th, and it was Conley with the win that night, a 4-0 ball game in which he pitched very well. And Ray scuffled a little bit, but that was not the case here today. After Robbie Ray set down the Marlins 1-2-3 in the top of the first, a couple of strikeouts, the D-backs came out swinging against Conley in the bottom of the first. Gene Segura, a leadoff single. With one out, Paul Goldschmidt reached on catcher's interference. So he had two men aboard with one down. Wellington Castillo worked a walk, and the D-backs had the bases loaded, four batters in for their right fielder, David Peralta.
Here's the pitch. A swing here and a high pop-up, medium right. Here comes Stanton hard, going back is the second baseman, Rojas. He wheels and throws toward the plate. It's cut off, and it'll be a pop-up sacrifice fly that scores Gene Segura from third base and a 1-0 lead for the Diamondbacks.
And then came the big blow of the day. It came from a Miami native, a UM alum, Peter O'Brien.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, a swing, and a ball driven high and deep to left. This is a no-doubter. A three-run home run for Pete O'Brien. 4-0 Diamondbacks. Wow.
Nick Ahmed and the pitcher Ray both singled before Conley finally got out of that first inning with a strikeout of Michael Bourne. He faced nine men in the first. The D-backs scored four runs on four hits. There was a walk. There was a catcher's interference call. There was a sac fly. It's a 32-pitch inning, and the Marlins were in a 4-0 hole one inning in. Things got worse in the second. With two outs, Paul Goldschmidt doubled, man in scoring position for Wellington Castillo.
Here's the pitch, and a ball hit the other way, right between the first baseman Johnson, and the line goes down the right field line. Home to score is Goldschmidt, and Castillo going to the opposite field. They gave him the right field line. He took it, and it's 5-0 Diamondbacks.
Yeah, just cued that one right off the end of the bat, and the D-backs were on their way. They would close out the scoring against Conley in the fourth inning, a leadoff single from Gene Segura, who had two hits and a walk in this ballgame. He advanced to second base when Brandon Drury bounced out to the second baseman, and there was a man at second with one down for Paul Goldschmidt. 0-2 pitch to Goldschmidt. Reaches out, pokes on the right side. Dietrich dives, has it go off his glove into right field. Segura is going to score, and it's 6-0 D-backs. We told you Dietrich was shaded up the middle, and so he had to race to his left to dive for that when he got leather on it, but couldn't make a play. Goldschmidt's got his second hit and his first RBI of the day. And Conley was done after five innings. He allowed a career-high 11 hits and six runs to match a career-high, five earned, a walk, two strikeouts, the home run to O'Brien for Conley, 92 pitches, 62 strikes. And on the other side, Robbie Ray really was never challenged in this ballgame. Set down the first seven men, allowed a one-out single to Miguel Rojas in the third inning, but then Conley, after failing to get a bunt down, hit into a 5-4-3 double play. In the fourth inning, Marlins got a one-out hit from Martin Prado, but then Christian Yelich hit into a 4-6-3 double play. With two outs in the fifth, Chris Johnson singled, but the inning would go by the boards, and Derek Dietrich grounded out. Marlins went down 1-2-3 in the sixth. Ray walked one man all day, Christian Yelich with one out in the seventh inning, but then he got back-to-back groundouts from Ozuna and Stanton to escape that inning. And when he struck out, Johnson and Dietrich back-to-back to begin the eighth inning. Ray's afternoon finally was over. 7 2/3 innings, his longest start of the year, matches a career high. Three-hit shutout ball for Ray today. A walk in six Ks, 116 pitches, 77 strikes. Renan Delgado got the final out in the eighth inning. And then Jake Barrett worked around a leadoff walk, inducing a double play ball to pitch a scoreless ninth. D-backs win this ballgame 6-0. For Arizona, six runs, 12 hits, no errors. D-backs left nine men on base. For the Marlins, no runs, three hits, one error. They strand two. Miami did not advance a runner beyond first base at any point in this game today. Robbie Ray, the winning pitcher, he's 3-5. Adam Conley, the loser, 3-4. Time of the game was 2 hours, 41 minutes, and a crowd of 27,741 goes home happy as the D-backs win it 6-0.
Miami starts a new series tonight, this time near downtown San Diego. The Fish family code for today is gas lamp. One word, the Gas Lamp Quarter is a terrific section of the city where the Marlins and Padres play starting tonight. Late evenings today and tomorrow will be on the air at 9:40 for Marlins on Deck. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the first pitch just after 10 p.m. Eastern Time on 9:40 WINS and the Marlins Radio Network.